I walked back into the kitchen and flicked the Barbie head. Thack, thack, thack. I seemed to be feeling something here. Playfulness? Deep and abiding concern? Professional jealousy? I couldn't say, and Barbie wasn't talking. It was just too much. The obviously fake confession, the violation of my inner sanctum, and now Rita? A man can take only so much, even a phony man like me. I began to feel unsettled, dizzy, confused, hyperactive and lethargic at the same time. I walked to the window and looked out. It was dark now, and far away over the water a light rose up in the sky, and at the sight of it a small and evil voice rose up to meet it from somewhere deep inside. Moon. A whisper in my ear. Not even a sound. Just the slight sense of someone speaking your name, almost heard, somewhere nearby. Very near. Perhaps getting closer. No words at all. Just a dry rustle of not voice. A tone off tone. A thought on a breath. My face felt hot, and I could suddenly hear myself breathing. The voice came again. A soft sound dropped on the outer edge of my ear. I turned, even though I knew no one was there. And it was not my ear, but my dear friend inside, kicked into consciousness by who knows what, and the moon. Such a fat, happy chatterbox moon. Oh, how much it had to say. And as much as I tried to tell it that the time was wrong, that this was much too soon, there were other things to do now, important things. The moon had words for all of it and more. And so even though I stood there for a quarter of an hour and argued, there was never really any question. I grew desperate, fighting it with all the tricks I had, and when that failed, I did something that shocked me to my very core. I called Rita.
"Oh, Dexter," she said. I was afraid. Thank you for calling.
I know, I said. Although, of course, I didn't know.
Could we... I don't know what you... Can I see you later and just... I would really like to talk to you.
Of course, I told her. And as we agreed to meet later at her place, I wondered what she might possibly have in mind. Violence? Tears of recrimination? Full-throated name-calling? I was on foreign turf here. I could be walking into anything. And after I hung up, the whole thing distracted me wonderfully for almost half an hour before the soft interior voice came sliding back into my brain with its quiet insistence that tonight really ought to be special. I felt myself pulled back to the window, and there it was again. The huge, happy face in the sky. The chuckling moon. I pulled the curtain and turned away. Circled my apartment from room to room, touching things. Telling myself I was checking once more for whatever might be missing. Knowing nothing was missing. And knowing why, too. And each time around the apartment, I circled closer and closer to the small desk in the living room where I kept my computer. Knowing what I wanted to do, and not wanting to do it. Until finally, after three quarters of an hour, the pull was too strong. I was too dizzy to stand, and thought I would just slump into the chair since it was close at hand, and since I was there anyway, I turned on the computer. And once it was on... But it's not done, I thought. I'm not ready. And of course, that didn't matter. Whether I was ready or not made no difference at all. It was ready.